Coast 93.1. Blake and Eva show, good morning. Hey, don't forget to save your change for Saturday. The Animal Refuge League of Greater Portland's Loose Change Challenge.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a really fun way to raise money, and there are kind of all kinds of prizes for, you know, who can collect the most change and blah, blah, blah. And it's just spare change. It's like whatever's laying around that would maybe make its way to a change jar somewhere, you know, but hasn't yet. And instead, it's going to a jar that you're going to bring with you
right
to the Animal Refuge League of Greater Portland to help out the 6,000 or so animals they help every year, which is, I feel like it was just a year ago we were saying 4,000.
I know. They do great work. I've already got mine. I got mine allocated. I have a little bank in my bedroom, a little bank in my guest bedroom, and I throw all my change in it.
Okay. Well, bring it.
A little kitty.
You throw it in the kitty and then bring it to help the kitties. Oh,
yeah,
that's what we should have called it.
Oh, kitty for kitty?
Put it in the kitty for the kitties.
There you go.
That sounds like a country song.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in the kitty for the kitties. Something like that.
And then this is my little country ditty.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Wow.
Hey, look at that. You could move to Nashville, Eva. Move back to Nashville. You'd be making millions.
If I All keep right. singing, will you? Never mind.
Okay, yeah, that's we're moving on. Todd, this rain tonight or tomorrow... are we talking like deluge?
I mean, it's going to rain pretty heavily tomorrow morning. We'll get like an inch and a quarter of rain, so like an inch to an inch and a half.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's going to be pretty heavy. Yeah, okay. Tomorrow morning's not going to, I mean.
It'll be a gross drive.
It is.
Eva,
yes.
Are you, so Miss who refuses to use umbrellas, it's going to pour tomorrow morning when you're coming into work.
Nope.
It's fine. She'll be fine.
Someone sent her a free umbrella.
It's
like
still wrapped and
it's
sitting at the door.
So you have.
It's orange and black.
Well, right. It's the, you know why? It's, isn't it the colors of the recovery center where he works?
Oh.
In other words, those are ugly colors? Is that what you're
representative
inferring?
Of Halloween. It's like if you wear black and yellow, what do you look like?
Well, if they're in stripes.
Like
you
a bumblebee.
Look
like a bumblebee. Thank you. Or a taxi.
Or Winnie the Pooh with a bruise.
Right. So, sorry. I'm not using an orange umbrella. I mean, I love you, Mr. Pete, who sent it. But plus, you know what? I told you I don't like umbrellas. Why do you send me one?
I don't understand.
They're cumbersome.
No, because you said, I'm against umbrellas. I don't believe in them.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe in umbrellas.
And then he sent it to be like, because you said, I don't have an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent it to be like, oh, look, now you have an umbrella. Like it was a nice gesture. You know the expression, Miss Cliche Lady, to look a gift horse in the mouth?
Yes.
That's what you're doing.
Well.
Oh, speaking of, I ran into someone yesterday who's a professional organizer.
Oh, I bet I know her.
And she had quite the opinion about your re-gifting back to the people who gave it to you.
Right.
She said, that's awful. If it's consumable, consume it. Or at least give it to someone else who will consume it. Thank people to their face and then pretend like you used it. You don't have to lie, but you don't give it back.
You didn't know that you were giving it back to the person that gave it to you, did you?
Well, that's what I thought at first, but then she said, no, I do that. That's my policy. If I'm going to re-gift, I offer it back to the person who gave it to me.
Not right
Eva,
now.
Eva, that's terrible.
Right? That's what I said.
Wait. You guys can't just throw that out there and let people think I'm like that.
You said it in your own words.
It came out of your mouth.
But let me just explain what I meant, is I have been given expensive gifts of jewelry from friends. And when I'm later on, when I start giving away my stuff, I wanted to know if they want it back versus
me. No, but that's
me.
Different. That's like someone who got it for free
so
or something.
So if you give me something,
But it's not a gift. Like a gift is like for an event, you know?
That might be even more insulting.
Isn't it?
Like that you're telling them, hey, I don't like this and I'm going to give it away. If you want it back, you can have it. Or
I actually really like it. I just want to know, is it something that will make you happy to know you gave it to me once I'm dead and you can have it back? So I think
that doesn't make any sense.
What is it? Why?
Like you're going to, from your deathbed, you're going to call everyone to you so you can give back all their stuff.
Yes.
That's what you want to do with your
will.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want my sister going, oh, this bracelet's nice. I'm going to keep it when Jennifer Snyder would have liked it back because it was actually her mother's.
Well, you're complicating
your
whole.
So now you want to give back the bracelet that Jennifer gave you that was her mother's?
Not now, but when I die, she probably wants it
back. Well,
write
or go meet a lawyer. That's not re-gifting. That's no. death benefits.
Yeah, that's
like that's a will. That's a like a last will and testament.
I never do not accept a gift. I just the truth is most gifts I don't want. I'm not going to take them to my house.
Who's getting the umbrella?